how to have true victory in life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 349, titled How to Have True Victory in Life. Dear friend, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Athletes have long been aspiring for victory. Years of training, self-discipline, perseverance, going without, patience, and determination are all in preparation for the goal of victory. Whether competing as a team player or individually, the hope is to reach that defining moment when victory is claimed. So what is true victory? As Talus of Croton, an Olympic champion in ancient Greece, donned the prestigious olive wreath 6 times, claiming highest victory in 3 Olympiads. A record-breaking runner, Astylus's claim to fame was winning an event in which the athletes ran with a full armored suit. Though Astylus gained fame and notoriety and was among those reaching the pinnacle of successful athleticism, he died a defeated, sad, and lonely man in life. It was discovered by his compatriots that he had received a bribe to participate under the banner of Syracuse. To dishonor his name, the people of Croton demolished his statue and converted his home into a prison. His family disowned him. The victory of Astylus in life was temporary, and other than this story, forgotten. The Bible, God's holy word, says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. true and lasting victory is not found in trophies, medals, money, and the praise of men. The victor standing in the winner's circle today will be replaced by another tomorrow. In fact, just yesterday, Venus Williams, who has won 5 Wimbledon championships, was defeated by a 15-year-old named Coco. Age, injury, and fading popularity prevent victory from being permanent in this life. True victory is not found in position, but in a person. His name is Jesus Christ. How to have true victory in life? The Bible says in Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Friend, if you want true victory in life and in the life to come, it has already been won for you. Number one, without Jesus Christ, we are all big losers. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because we are sinners, we are all under the condemnation of sin. Defeat is certain. There's no doubt about it. And number two, the condemnation of our sin will send us to an eternal death in hell. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Number two, the condemnation of our sin will send us to an eternal death in hell. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." If we have broken even one of God's 10 commandments, we will stand condemned before God. The Bible states in James 2:10, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Third, today, God loved us so much that he gave his only perfect and sinless Son to suffer in our place. He became our substitute, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, your sin and mine. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 1 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin." Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Number four, our victory was won when Jesus Christ triumphed over the grave, the devil, and hell. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 55 and 57 in the Holy Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 3 and 4 says, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Christ's victory is ours for the claiming, for everybody. No special people. It is not just for the Jews. It is not just for white people. It is not just for black people or red people or yellow people. For we are all precious, truly precious in God's sight. Christ's victory is ours for the claiming by simply believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. The prize is eternal life with him in heaven. What a blessing. The Holy Bible says in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A dear friend of mine, do not be satisfied with temporary victory in life. The accolades of men, material gain, and financial success will never give true peace and satisfaction. True victory has already been won for you. If you believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and that he rose again for you, and if you trust him as your only Savior, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sin and the gift of eternal life. So step up and claim it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you today, and he will. So, dear friend, if you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Savior so that you can go to heaven and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the Sinner's Prayer. And mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain, and many other sins I've committed against you in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart to save my soul today and change my life forever. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my old evil life and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, your holy name, I pray. Amen. Dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.